And all the time. Welcome, welcome, welcome to First Church. My name is Justin. I'm one of the pastors here. And this is Eric off to my right. If you would grab your bulletins, the bulletins that you were handed when you came in. Hey, Kenyon, good to see you. Doing okay? Take out your bulletin. There are all kinds of different announcements just in the front cover there. To name a few, Trunk or Treat is coming up very soon. We're talking not this coming Monday, but the Monday after that. And there's a flyer inside your bulletin. Be sure to, if you're interested in that, if you want to sign up for that, be sure to fill that out, drop that in the plate. If you can't make it, but you would like to be a part of it in some way, we are looking for donations for candy, hot dogs, hot dog buns, anything like that. So if you want to know more about that, be sure to contact Debbie Chapin or contact Sarah in the office. They can let you know a little bit more about that, or Holly Colton. So just to kind of give you a rundown there. Also, the high school, the Madrigals, will be performing in concert here on November 13th. They will be here at the church. That's a Sunday evening at 6:30. So they're actually raising funds for a trip that they're taking to California. So be sure to come that night and be a part of that. We also have Lunch Bunch directly after this service, so head on downstairs. The Wesley class is serving lasagna, salad, breadsticks, all that good stuff. And also, be sure to fill out your connection card. Be sure to take that, tear that out, drop that in the offering plate whenever it comes around so that we can have record of you being here. And if you have any questions about anything going on in the church, put your name on there, ask a question. If you want to know more about some of the ministries that we do at this church, that's a great way to inquire about that, and we can get back to you and give you the information that you need. Eric, is there some things that you want to throw in?
Well, I just have one thing that I would like to mention. For those of you who are planning on attending newcomers class today, I kind of have an apology, and it's exciting as well. I'm one of the football coaches of the 5th and 6th grade football team, along with Ray and a couple other guys, and they actually won their game yesterday, and so they're playing in the championship today in Lincoln. And yeah, so we also have our first and second grade football team actually has won all of their games, and they are playing as well. But we play at 5, have to be there at 4, and by the time I would finish up with newcomers class, the game would probably be half over. So I apologize for any of you who were planning on coming. Next week I will do it, though, 1 to 4, next week on the 30th. So thank
okay,
you.
Great. And again, Trunk or Treat. Next Monday, coming up really fast, okay? So get in, and if you want to be a part of that. So just inside your bulletin, where all the announcements are, at the very top, we have in bold our church's mission statement. If you would turn to that page and say with us, read together our mission statement, starting with our mission. Our mission is to make new Christian disciples by spreading God's hope and serving as the hands of Jesus in our church, community, and world. You guys ready for a great worship service? All right.
If you're able, would you please stand with us as we sing this morning? The Lord reigns. Don't be afraid to put those hands together. Sing as loud as you can sing. Here we go.
The Lord reigns, let the people shout. He reigns in righteousness. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. The Lord reigns, let the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the redeemed have come to dance. To celebrate, he reigns.
Here we go now.
The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. We'll sing and shout, you reign, you reign, you reign, forever King of all. earth rejoice. The Lord reigns, and the people clap their hands. Angels shout, the Redeemer comes and dance. To celebrate, He reigns. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. We will sing and shout, You reign.
Your way.
God, we give you thanks and praise for this day. We thank you, God, for this gift, this opportunity to worship you. We praise you today, Lord. We lift up our hands. We lift up our souls. We do our best to focus our minds on our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer, Lord. We do our best to give you all the praise this day. And although we understand you are already present with your people, we want to be deliberate in asking for your presence, God. And we just ask in Jesus' name that you anoint us fully with your Spirit. May you bring your full healing upon this place. Each of us individually who needs your love and care and healing in so many different ways, we ask, Lord, as one who knows us better than we know ourselves, that you would bring that healing to our lives, to our families, to this church. We celebrate your wonders, Lord. Each day we awake to the many wonders that you put and place and create around us. And we ask for your anointing this day, God. Lift the burdens off of our shoulders in Jesus' name. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us become more like Jesus. Help us be your arms. Help us be your feet. Help us be that healing spirit in people's lives in this community. And dear God, today I ask that your power and your presence be so thick in this place that all evil and negative thoughts run scared from this place. In Jesus' name, may you make us one with you, Lord, and one with each other. Amen. Please be seated.
I love Jesus.
Come on down, kids.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
How about you? I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
Is this thing working? Ooh. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about worries today. Have you guys ever had any worries? You ever worry about anything? Ever get scared? Ever anything like that? Well, I was worried. I was worried this morning. I had to come up here and talk in front of all you guys, and I was a little bit scared. And I started reading a little bit of the Bible, and I found something. And it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ. I mean, I think that's kind of cool, because that's what I did. Well, when I was sitting right back there, I prayed, God, you know, let me come up here and just talk to these kids and not make myself look too silly. And I just want you to know that anytime you're worried about anything, you know, and as you get older, trust me, you worry about a lot more stuff. But I want you to know that you can talk to God anytime. Anytime you're scared, anytime you're worried, anytime you need to make a decision, God's always there. And God will always talk back to you. And He'll let you know it's going to be all right. And I just want you to know that God loves you and He will take care of you. You trust in God and He trusts in you. He always will. He always loves you. And just say a little prayer about worries, and then we'll be done. Dear Lord, Thank you so much for just giving us this day, Lord. It's beautiful outside. And thank you for taking care of all our fears and all our worries. Every time I've ever asked you for anything, you've shown me the right way. You've shown me the way to do things. And I pray that you just bless these kids and you show them the right way in life, Lord. It's awesome to know that you're here to take care of us and that you are our Father. And thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, get your cups.
At this time, the kids are going to grab some cups, and they're going to come around you. And what they're doing is they're collecting change for apportionments. And when you hear the word apportionments is something that the Methodist Church does that goes to missions all around the world, whether that's digging wells in Mozambique, whether that's spreading the gospel. Good job, Kevin. Spreading the gospel just in all the parts of the world. So that's where that money goes. And also, in your bulletins, on the very back, there is a list of names of people to keep in your prayers. And we also want to lift up Elbert Craven, who this week is turning 99.
Woo!
So I'm just saying. So this Thursday, he's turning 99, so we're having a lot of people write cards to him and send those to him. And so if you have anything like that or want to give anything like that, you can take that to the church. So,
sing with us while the kids are collecting those coins for mission.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, or walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. Sun shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, on the road marked with suffering, for the same in the offering, blessed be your name.
Would you stand with us today?
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise.
Let's get those hands going today.
This closes.
Here we go now.
Lord, I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Amen. Please be seated.
Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to John chapter 13. John chapter 13. Old Testament or New Testament? New.
They don't sound too enthused on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, no, yeah. John chapter 13. Eric, do you have a cup? I'm a little thirsty. No.
You want a drink?
Yeah.
You know, it has a little coffee in it. But.
Kind of the crunchy stuff at the bottom. Yeah. John 13. Once you have John chapter 13, if you would, hold your place and please stand with me. Okay, lift your Bibles high, whether you've got it on your Nook, your Kindle. I see that, Mandy Wesley. You raise that high. You be proud of the word that's on that. On your phone, wherever. Raise it high and say with me the Bible pledge.
This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen.
In John chapter 13, starting with verse 34. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Good morning. How you doing this morning? Have you ever thought about what person has or what people have influenced your spiritual life, your walk with Jesus? Have you ever thought about that? Who are the one another's in your life? Who are the one another's in your life? As John 13, 34 and 35 said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, Jesus said, if you have love for one another. So who has shown Christ's love to you and has influenced you in such a way that you have shown Christ's love to others? Who has shown Christ's love to you? The message tells us, by the way, you may want to grab a pencil and paper. I'm going to be throwing some scriptures at you, and I didn't create an insert in the bulletin. So I invite you to take these and read them when you get home. 2 Corinthians 9:11. Now, this is the message. I thought it really put it in a neat way, though. The Apostle Paul says this, "The most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meals is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something you can then give away, which grows into full formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God." Now, as you read that scripture, what is the point of our generosity? To the Apostle Paul, what is the point of our generosity? Praising God, that's right. So, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way. What does it say? Read it with me. Producing with us great praise to God. Great praise to God. So I ask you again, who has shown Christ's love to you and has influenced you in such a way that you have shown Christ's love to others? Is there someone that you can think of in your life? Brian Hammons began our Extravagant Generosity teaching series last week. And one of the things that he said was this: giving is not merely about the church's need for money, but about the Christian's need, our need to give. Now, you know, I've believed that way a long time, but I've never been able to put it in words like that. Let's hear that again. Giving is not merely about the church's need for money, but about the Christian's need, our need to give. You ever thought about that? At some point in our following Jesus, we realize all that we are comes from who? And belongs to God, and this leads us to practice extravagant generosity. Let's read this together. At some point in our following Jesus, we realize all that we are comes from God and belongs to God. This leads us to practice extravagant generosity. Are we there yet? In the Old Testament, people of faith practiced first fruits, and that is the giving of the first and best of the harvest, of your livestock or of income for the purposes of God. Abram, Abram is the man we call Abraham. He just, in this part of Genesis, he's still called Abram. He offered up a tithe or a tenth of everything in Genesis 14, 20. And Jacob returned one-tenth of everything to God. That's Genesis 28, 22. The Psalms and Proverbs repeatedly encourage the sharing of gifts with God and with the poor. The prophet Malachi pleads people to rely completely on God's teaching, teaching them that when they practice the tithe, they will find God's providence and promises to be true. That's Malachi 3, 8 through 10. Giving reveals and fosters truth in God. Giving reveals and fosters truth in God. Have you experienced that in your life? Has giving in your life revealed and fostered trust in God? Jesus teaches that the widow who dropped two coins in the temple treasury gave more than all the wealthier people because she, out of her poverty, gave all that she had. That's Luke 21, 1 through 4. And Jesus highlights the foolishness of the farmer who built bigger barns to contain his earthly possessions while neglecting those things that would make him rich toward God. That's Luke 12. And many people understood that very well in this last year with the way the stock market, you know, many times in this day and age, people's bigger barns are their stocks, right? Yeah, and what happened in the last 2 years to many people's stocks, right? With his story about Lazarus suffering at the front gates of a rich person's house, Jesus reveals God's disfavor with people who refuse to help. Not with rich people, but with people who refuse to help those in need when they have the capacity to do so. Luke 16, 19 through 31. You see, how we use money matters to God. How we use money matters to God. Luke 6:38 from the Message says, "Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity." You see, giving opens our souls to God's lead. Giving opens our souls to God's lead. Remember God's character? You could probably say this with me. Brian mentioned it last week. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that what? He gave his only son." You see, the root of generosity is whose love? It's not my love for you? No, it's God's love, right? I may love you very deeply, but God's love is the root of all generosity. Let's read these together. How we use money matters to God. Giving opens our souls to God's lead. The root of generosity is God's love. In Romans 11:33 through 36, Paul says this: "Have you ever come on anything quite like this extravagant generosity of God, this deep deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. Everything comes from God. Everything happens through Him. Everything ends up in Him. What an amazing scripture. Romans 11:33-36. Have you ever come on anything quite like this extravagant generosity of God? This deep, deep wisdom. It's way over our heads. Everything comes from Him. Everything happens through Him. Everything ends up in Him. You see, because how we use money matters to God. Giving opens our souls to God's lead. And the root of all generosity is God's love. Maybe you are one of these folks in this category. Let me put it this way. Many people give simply because they love their church and they want the life-changing ministries of their congregation to prosper. They are themselves the recipients of the church's ministries, and they do their share to pay for the bills, the salaries, the facilities, and the costs so that the church can offer outreach, children's ministries, worship, and mission. They support the church so that others can receive what they have received. Their giving helps the church fulfill its mission and continue into the future. Churches with generous... Now, this is interesting. Listen to this. Churches with generous people offer more ministry, work with greater confidence, have less conflict, and make a greater impact on their communities and on the world. Churches with generous people offer more ministry, work with greater confidence, have less conflict, and make a greater impact on their communities and the world. You see, this church is built on changing people's lives by being the hands and feet of Jesus. Folks, this church is built on changing people's lives by being the hands and feet of Jesus. And to continue with these ministries, we need you to have extravagant generosity. We need you to stretch your giving. We need you to reconsider and think and pray your gifts to this church so that we can continue to grow our ministries. So that we can continue to expand how this church changes people's lives. Because when others see us loving one another, they will know that we are whose disciples? God's, Jesus' disciples. When others see us loving one another, they will know that we are Jesus' disciples. Jesus understood well that relationships are matters of the heart when He said, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Let's read this together. At some point in our following Jesus, we realize all that we are comes from God and belongs to God. This leads us to practice extravagant generosity. Let us pray. Holy God, we sincerely give you praise and thanks for the many wonders in our lives because of you. Because of you sending your Son and because of His willingness to die on the cross for us, Holy God. We give you thanks for the miracles that we experience on a daily basis, Lord, because of your grace and your mercy and your love. Holy God, as this church continues in being the hands and the feet of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to bother us, to work on our hearts, work deeply in our souls. Help us find ways that we can further support your ministries here in Warsaw. I ask you to anoint the ministries of this church, Lord, and help us be in your will. Whatever your will is, whatever you are blessing, Lord, we ask that you give us the courage, the guts to move into that. Help us have our eyes open and our spirits awake to your will in this community. We love you, God, and we thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we know that when you will it, Lord, praise God, it will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we sing our song of response, we invite you to the altar if you choose. Please come.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless.
Things are yet to come.
you guys go ahead and take a seat?
We have a, well, let me start with this. We had to make a few adjustments, and you'll understand here in just a moment. But about a year and a month ago, a couple walked into this church and has changed the life of this church because of their presence. And they've also added a life to the life of this church. And I don't know about you, but I am a different person because of these two. And yeah. And I know it's all their parents' fault. And so I want to say thank you. Seriously, thank you for sharing your kids with us. We love them dearly. And today we have an awesome celebration. Zoe is being baptized, and Justin and Stacy have chosen to join our fellowship, our community of faith. And so I invite you and your family to come forward. Yes, give them a hand. Thank you. Somebody's got to keep me, you know, am I? Hi. How are you? Yeah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It is a beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Justin and Stacy, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world? I'm not done. I just had to get... Yeah. Creating brokenness and suffering. I'm sorry, guys. Creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness. And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? As a member of Christ's universal church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? As a member of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service? Now, obviously, we all know that you were Christians long before now, and this is just to remind everyone here of the decision that you're making, and along with Zoe. Now, the membership covenant that you signed states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it? Would you turn and face the congregation? Members of the household of God, I also entrust these individuals to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect them in love, and show them how a true community of faith stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw, we celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to your journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom you may live in grace and peace. Now, if you would turn back with me. Hi, girly girl. Justin and Stacy, will you nurture Zoe? That's you. Yeah. Well, she's just looking at me. Will you nurture Zoe in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess her faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? Do you desire to have Zoe baptized into this particular church community, as well as the faith and the family of the entire body of Christ? Acknowledging her need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for her by bringing her into the life of the Christian community, like you have been, to worship, to teach her the story of our faith, to guide her as she is called into response to the gospel, and to encourage her to be in relationship with other believers as she grows in her faith in God? Do you, those who are Zoe's immediate family, promise to help and support Justin and Stacy in their duty as Christian parents and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing Zoe with further opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? Those who have a spiritual heritage with this child, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help and support Justin and Stacy in their parenting and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing Zoe with continuing opportunities to explore her growing relationship with God? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround her with a community of love and forgiveness, that she may grow in her trust in God and be found faithful in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Amen. Please be seated. Would you come to this side? Let us pray. God, our Creator, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in Jesus Christ. As we baptize with water, baptize us with the Holy Spirit, so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Jesus Christ, with common faith and purpose. Amen. Hi, baby. Hi. Tell everybody hello. What name is given this child? Zoe Lynn Grifford. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it's okay. The Holy Spirit work within you, Zoe, child of God, disciple of Christ, member of the church. Zoe is now received into the love and care of the church. Hi. See what love God has given us, that we should be called children of God. And we are. May I have the honor of walking her down the aisle? Other than her daddy, I'm the first man to walk her down the aisle, right? Welcome your new Lady of Christ. Say hello. I wonder where she gets her looks. There you go, Dad. Can I have my tie there?
Yep.
Thank you. Let us pray. Savior, giver, and keeper of all life, once again you have taken the substance of earth into your hands, fashioned it in your likeness, and given it the breath of life. We give you thanks for the birth and the life of Zoe Lynn Grifford. As we celebrate her baptism, we marvel at the spiritual journey she will take with you. A journey filled with faith in the midst of mystery, hope in the midst of life's changes, and love calling them to serve. Guide her as she grows in faith. Let your peaceful assurance rest upon her family. Gently remind them of your strong presence and sure guidance. Gracious God, help this church community be a good and Christ-like influence in her life, so that she may come to know you personally and trust you completely. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I made an assumption and I apologize. They will be joining me back at the back door so you can congratulate and welcome Zoe. And as I said earlier, if you would are interested in becoming a member or looking into membership of this church, next week, 1 to 3, October 30th, 1 to 4, excuse me, in the chapel, we'll be there for you as far as newcomers class. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, my prayer is today, you have been touched by God's presence, that you have truly felt His healing presence, His presence of grace and mercy, and that you have been and will be a changed person. Go from this place knowing that you are, and that you are, believe that. May that empower you. May that give you hope and assurance. May that give you healing in Jesus' name. It's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Shalom to you. Amen.